We have a few young ladies that are part of the St. Mary's girls basketball team kind enough to stop up here to talk about their win earlier over CCE 45-31. And first, it's a senior, Mackenzie Lavin. 4 points. Your overall thoughts on the win is you look pretty good out here tonight.
Yeah, I would say definitely we worked hard on defense and we try to stop them, try to get them shoot outside more so they wouldn't get in the ball inside. I'd say we were all around looking pretty good.
Worked hard on defense. I'm glad you brought that up because I don't think that CCE got very many open looks at all here tonight.
Yep, we were kind of told to like lay off on the outside shots just to make sure they didn't get down in the paint, and I think we did a pretty good job on that.
Well, the only downer for you, I guess, was four fouls. I think all of them came in that third quarter. Did you just happen to be in the wrong place at
yep.
the wrong time, or were you getting maybe a little more aggressive with a comfortable lead?
Yeah, I would say probably just wrong place, wrong time. Maybe it wasn't a foul that much, but it's all right. It's what happens in basketball.
It's what happens. So you'll take the win and move to 1-2 on the year, and Mackenzie Lavin, one of the top returning scorers coming back on this team. You bring quite a bit back, losing two seniors from last year. Did you set any individual goals for yourself coming into this season?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I was more confident with the ball and like dribbling it up and making sure that I could dribble in and go up to the free throw line and make those so I had more points going on the board, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was
all
probably
right. So far, so good.
Mm-hmm.
And you are on the student council,
yep.
right, too?
Mm-hmm.
So we had the Broikster and also Haley Hartman up
yep.
here to talk about. You've got some more busy times in store, as I'm guessing you're going to be working, too, at least one of the next 2 weekends for Santa's Secret Workshop.
Yep, that is correct.
Yep, you look forward to that every year? Is that a fun deal, I'm sure, helping out the kids and seeing the joy on their faces and getting to pick out items for family and friends?
Yeah, it's definitely fun seeing them, and I like helping little kids a lot, so it just brings joy to my eyes too.
Oh, great. So some words from Mackenzie Lavin. Thanks, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Let's pass off the headset here and turn it over to Trisha Lenhart. 8 points tonight, Trisha. Multiple rebounds for yourself once again, rebounding machine for this team. Did you feel good about your performance individually here tonight?
Yeah, of course. I always feel good about how I play, and I just think tonight it was real good down low getting all those rebounds going. So, yeah.
What's your mentality manning the post, as you've done well for this team the last couple of seasons? What's the mindset that you kind of bring to the court?
Well, I just know that I always got to be working hard down there. I mean, I'm one of the tallest girls on the team, so I know that they definitely need that down low, and I got to always be helping out and watching out for everyone else just in case they need me or something.
Yeah, points, rebounds, blocks. Trisha Lenhart can do it all, and you're another one of the seniors. Can
mm-hmm.
you believe it? Has time gone fast for you here at St.
Oh,
Mary's?
Oh, man, yeah, it has. These past years is just crazy how fast they go by.
Yeah, so talk with Mackenzie. She's on the student council.
Yep.
What else keeps you busy this time or throughout the school year besides athletics? Are there any other extras that you're
well,
involved in?
I'm also on student council as
yeah.
well. Yep, with mm-hmm. her. And I think that's about it. It's usually just sports
mm-hmm.
that I got going on.
All right, so there's Santa Secret Workshop again. Is there
yep.
anything else that the student council has going on right now or that's in the works for the coming weeks?
No, I think Santa Secret Workshop is the only thing we got going on right now as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. All right, school going well for you?
Oh, yeah, always is.
All right, is there a class that you especially look forward to?
Not really, no.
No?
No.
What's the hardest one for you?
I would say, I got to think of what classes I'm taking now. I'd probably say sociology right now is probably the hardest.
Who is the teacher there?
Well, it's online.
It's online,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it seems easy, but it's not.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Trisha, thanks. We'll
yeah, no
look
problem.
Forward to seeing you a lot more.
Yep, thank you.
All right. And now we have Emily Ivy on headset, another one of the Storm Lake St. Mary's seniors, 6 points, and you got a noteworthy basket at the end of the first quarter, Emily, with I think 6-7 seconds on the clock. You took the inbound, took it all the way up court for the basket to give your team a lift. Take me through that sequence. You looked pretty calm headed up the court. Any panic or what was going through your mind there as the first quarter was unwinding?
It was a little bit nerve-wracking, but I just knew I needed to stay calm and just look around and see if there was an open pass, and there didn't really seem to be, so I saw an open shot and I just took it.
That you did. One of your three baskets on the night. And what about the team's effort? We talked about the leading for double figures and in excess of 20 points, as it turned out, for much of the second half. And the defense was rock solid. Had to be impressed with how you came out and played here collectively.
Yeah, it was a great game, and I think we're really improving as we go along throughout the year, which is good.
What did Coach Bibbs say to you after the game against Alt-Aurelia on Friday, as you never could quite get over the hump there, got within, 3 points, at least a time or two in the second half. You hung tough, but just couldn't quite get it done against a pretty solid team with another team with a lot of players returning. What was the message after that one?
We were definitely disappointed, and we knew it was a game that we probably should have won, but she said just to look forward to next week and work hard then, because we have three games that we could possibly win. So,
yeah, three games this week in all, and three more next week. Got to keep the legs fresh a little bit, I guess, right?
Yeah.
a lot of games in store for you, so hopefully you can chalk up a couple more in the win column before this week is over. Did you set any goals for yourself individually coming into your last year as a senior?
I just knew I wanted to do better than last year, you know, just always improving and trying to put more points up, get more rebounds and steals and that kind of thing. So,
all right. Well, as you get back on the practice floor, looking forward to your next game. Well, I guess no practice for tomorrow night, taking on Grettinger, Terrell, Ruthven, Ayrshire. I remember I was here for the game against them last year, and it was quite a game, as Mackenzie here had the winning free throws in the final seconds. So that was a nail biter. Came back from, 10 down in the last 4 minutes to win that one. So what's going to be the focus coming in? So it's maybe, it's fun when you win those type games, so it's maybe not quite as dramatic this time.
Yeah, we just need to know that we need to go in hard, and it's definitely a game we can take, and they graduated a lot of girls last year, so hopefully that will be an advantage to us.
Panther girls now 1-2. Geez, time flies. It's time for the third quarter. Emily, thanks to you,
yeah,
Mackenzie and Trisha for stopping up. Appreciate it very much.